On a cold day in 1850 in England, a 15-year-old boy whose life was just a real mess. He was lost, lonely, depressed. He was trudging through a terrible snowstorm, trying to get to the church he attended, desperate for something to change in his life, to have hope again, a sense of meaning and purpose, a peace and a freedom from his sin and the brokenness in his life. The boy, for some time, had been deeply troubled with his shortcomings and sin, and truly worried if God could love somebody like him. The blizzard got so bad that the boy had to stop. He made a turn into a courtyard to find shelter from the storm, and in doing so, he noticed a church he had never noticed before. He decided to go in. Inside, there was a dozen, maybe 15 people in the church. In fact, the blizzard had been so bad that the minister hadn't even showed up for the service. And so an attender, a poor man, a shoemaker, in fact, went up to the pulpit to preach. He was obliged to stick to the scripture reading for that day for the simple reason that he had nothing else to say. The text that day was out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 22, which says this: "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Look to me and be saved." The 15-year-old boy, who later in his life was telling this story, said about the man preaching, he didn't even pronounce the words rightly, but none of that mattered. "There was, I thought," this is the 15-year-old boy speaking, "a glimpse of hope for me in that text. Look to me. Look to God. Look to Christ and be saved." The invitation to this 15-year-old boy nearly 175 years ago was to look to Jesus and be saved. The invitation to you today, Easter, is to look to Jesus and be saved. You know, it can be hard to believe something without looking at it first. My wife is, in just a few weeks here, going to have a baby. And we are very excited and looking forward to meeting a son. But early on in her pregnancy, in the first trimester, one day she noticed some bleeding. And this was a path we had been down once before, where bleeding happened. We went to the doctor, and the doctor had to tell us that the baby, who we longed to meet, we wouldn't, because the baby had died. So when she started to believe, I thought that once again we had lost this child. And as we went to the hospital, I wrestled with God and wondered, why, God, would you allow this to happen once again? Expecting fully that this child had died. And we went and we were called into a room where they did an ultrasound. And I asked the ultrasound tech, I said, "Will you just share with us?" She said, "I'm sorry, the doctor has to share the news." And I put my head down. I couldn't look at the screen that was behind me of the ultrasound. And I just waited to hear the words, "I'm sorry. There is no heartbeat." And the ultrasound tech said, "Okay, there's your baby, and there's the baby's heartbeat." And as my head was down, I peered up and looked at her, and I said, "What did you say?" And she goes, "There's the baby's heartbeat." And I said, "Does that mean that the baby's alive?" And she says, "Yes, that's what that means." And I said, "I can't believe it." And she said, "Look, Aaron, look at the screen." And it wasn't until I looked at the screen and I saw my baby boy's heart beating that I believed. We must look to Jesus to begin to believe. In John chapter 1, verse 29, it says, the next day John, meaning John the Baptist, saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Look, people, there is Christ, our Messiah, who takes away the sin of the world. Easter is our celebration of Jesus Christ, who became our sacrificial lamb, and through his death took away the sins of the world, and through his resurrection defeated death once and for all. Look to Jesus, and you will be saved. Listen to the resurrection account out of the book of Matthew. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. And they do. And they are never the same again. When they look at the risen Christ, they are never the same again. When we look to Jesus and are saved, we are never the same again. Jesus wants you to see him. Will you look for him today? That 15-year-old boy, he recalled what the poor shoemaker said about the Isaiah 45 passage. That out of his heart, he said this, my dear friends, this is a very simple text indeed. It says, look. Now, that does not take a great deal of effort. It ain't lifting your foot or your finger. It is just look. Will a man not need to go to college to learn to look? You may be the biggest fool, and yet you can look. A man need not be worth $1,000 a year to look. You can tell this was 175 years ago. Anyone can look. A child can look. But this is what the text says. Look to Christ. Many of you are looking to yourselves. No use looking there. You will never find true comfort in yourselves. The man then followed up the text in this way. He said, look unto me. I am sweating great drops of blood. Look unto me. I am hanging on the cross. Look, I am dead and buried. Look unto me. I rise again. Look unto me. I ascend. I am sitting at the Father's hand. Oh, look to me. Look to me. This preacher, or wannabe preacher, then looked at me, the 15-year-old boy, in the gallery. And I dare say, with so few present, he knew me to be a stranger. He then said, young man, looking directly at me, you look very miserable. Well, I did, but I had not been accustomed to having remarks made on my personal appearance from the pulpit before. However, it was a good blow struck. He continued, and you will always be miserable. Miserable in life and miserable in death if you do not obey the text. But if you obey now, this moment, you will be saved. Then he shouted, young man, look to Jesus Christ. There and then the cloud was gone. The darkness had rolled away, and that moment I saw the sun, and I could have risen that moment and sung with the most enthusiastic of them of the precious blood of Christ. That 15-year-old boy, his name was Charles Spurgeon, who would become one of the most influential preachers of all time, who would earn the nickname the Prince of Preachers, whose sermons to this very day impact millions of Christians around the world, all because he looked to Christ. And what could happen if this day you looked to Christ? Jesus wants you to see him. Will you look to him today? The band is going to make their way back out. And the invitation to respond is this. If you would like to look to Christ and make him your Savior this day, then as the band sings this song, the invitation is to rise and join in their singing. If you would like to look to Christ to become your Savior today, if you would like to look to Christ and be saved, the invitation is to, during this song, rise and join in the chorus of heaven who are proclaiming, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. So look, set your gaze upon Christ and sing your freedom. So rise whenever the Spirit impresses upon you. Rise, look to Christ, and join in the chorus of heaven.